4th of June, we set forth from Iceland. As we leave the land behind us, we're followed by hundreds of kittiwakes in billowy masses of white and blue, chattering in endless chorus, now sinking as they swoop low on the extended wing over the vessel's wake, now rising as they soar lightly in their graceful evolutions up towards the blue sky. Between heavens and sea is the black form of the Jason, laboring and moaning as their engines drive her westwards. Behind us, the rocky coast of Iceland, a fringe of violet blue, is slowly sinking into the sea. Behind us lie home and life. What lies before us, we cannot tell, but it must be beautiful. The start on such a night is full of promise. I'm sitting alone in the stern of the vessel and gazing out into the night at the gathering clouds, which, still tinged by the sun, are sailing over the horizon to the northwest. Behind them lies Greenland, as yet invisible. All nature is, as it were, sunk in her own dreams, and gently and quietly the mind, too, is drawn back into itself to pursue the train of its own thoughts, which unconsciously borrow a reflection of the colours of the sky. Among all things that are beautiful in life are not such nights most beautiful. And life is it much more than hope and remembrance. Hope is of the morning it may be, but on such nights as this, do not memories, all the fair memories of bygone days, arise dewy and fresh from the mists of the distant past, and sweep by in long undulating trains, sunlit and alluring, till they disappear once more in the melting western glow. And all that is mean, all that is odious, lies beneath, sunk in the dark ocean of oblivion. The very next day, June the 5th, we reach the ice, which this year had come a long way south. The impression which the floe ice of the Arctic seas makes upon the traveller the first time he sees it is remarkable. The drifting ice, a huge, white, glittering expanse stretching as far as the eye can reach and throwing a white reflection far and round upon the air and mist. The dark sea, often showing black as ink against the white, and above all this, a sky, now gleaming cloudless and pale blue, now dark and threatening with driving scud, or again wrapped in the densest fog, now glowing in the rich poetry of sunrise or sunset colour, or slumbering through the lingering twilight of the summer night. And then in the dark season of the year come those wonderful nights of glittering stars and northern lights, playing far and wide above the icy deserts. Or when the moon, here most melancholy, wanders on her silent way through scenes of desolation and death. In these regions the heavens count for more than elsewhere. They give colour and character, while the landscape, simple and unvarying, has no power to draw the eye. Never shall I forget the first time I entered.